The House of Representatives is due to vote this week on the 2018 Farm Bill, a sweeping piece of legislation that covers a number of nutrition, farming, and conservation programs for the next 5 years. And Kenda with Arkansas Public Media looks ahead to the issues causing the most division among the parties.
The Farm Bill is currently between the House Ag Committee, where it's already passed, and a full House vote. Nutrition programs such as food stamps make up 77% of all spending under the bill and get most of the attention. But there are other controversies that are likely to flare up during House negotiations, such as proposed caps on crop insurance payment subsidies, which is money farmers get from the government to help pay for insurance against crop damage or price declines. Alan Johnson with the Citizens Against Government Waste says too much of the spending winds up at farms already on the upper end for income.
We're very concerned about the definitions. Family farm is not a synonym for small farm. In 2015, 90% of million-dollar farms were categorized as family farms.
The U.S. sugar industry faces a new requirement that it would have to repay the government if or when a loan program operates at a loss. Supporters say it will ensure that taxpayers aren't funding a sugar industry bailout, while others called it a job killer. In the hundreds of pages of legislation, Arkansas Congressman Rick Crawford, who serves on the Ag Committee and supports the bill, says there's also much that's staying mostly the same from the 2014 Farm Bill.
On conservation, there was some consolidation of programs. Doesn't mean elimination of programs, but consolidation in order to save some money and more effectively administer those programs. There's some slight changes there, but it's not going to be disruptive by any means. In fact, it will actually improve the level of service that producers get.
Republicans have estimated the 2018 renewal of the Farm Bill at $868 billion in costs over a decade. That amount has many taxpayer advocacy groups on edge. Josh Sewell is with the Washington-based Taxpayers for Common Sense.
As written, this bill increases spending, does not prioritize towards need, and it does not do anything to rein in the entitlement programs within the ag welfare sector. And so unless we're given a free, robust, open amendment process that improves this bill, we would recommend that this is not a fiscally responsible bill to support.
During its time in the House Ag Committee, support for or against the Farm Bill fell strictly along party lines, with all 26 Republicans voting in favor and all 20 Democrats against. Congressman Crawford.
So what happened is we had been working with our friends across the aisle really, you know, pretty effectively up to the point that we started to move on the nutrition title. And at that point, they pretty much abruptly pulled up and left and said, we're done. We're not going to talk to you any further about the Farm Bill.
The controversy was over new requirements for food stamp recipients to work 20 hours a week or be enrolled in training or school or volunteer if they can't work. Many, if not all, Democrats on the committee, such as Marsha Fudge from Ohio, opposed those requirements. She argued that the Farm Bill is being used as an opening to attack the needy.
Mr. Chairman, it makes no sense to place American families and farmers who rely on a Farm Bill at risk in order to carry out what I believe is a hateful, demeaning, and partisan agenda. I strongly oppose this sham of a Farm Bill.
Between the food stamp issue and the calls for subsidies for wealthier farmers to be lowered or discontinued, it remains to be seen whether the House will pass the Farm Bill this week. But Crawford and many other analysts have predicted that the bill will have an easier time there than it will in the Senate. In Jonesboro, Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.